Okay, I'm just waiting for things to happen. I'm just waiting for the stream to start so I can make sure that it's all good. Oh, okay. We're good. I'm playing DePokes. I should probably, like, minimize everything. No. No. Go away. Okay. Here we go. We're gonna open ROM. Here we go. Oh, I forgot to do this thing. Hold on. Hold on, squad. Screen gap. None. There we go. Oh, but it's so fucking loud. Hold on. Jesus Christ. Okay. Let's adjust this a bit more. Screen gap, man. Okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to get the screen to where it's not being stupid. Why is it still so loud? Okay, there we go. I have it on 2. Okay, let's start. Hello there. It's so very nice to meet you. Welcome to the world of Pokemon. My name is Rowan. However, everyone just calls me the Pokemon Professor. Before I go any further, is this your first adventure? If you need advice, I'm certainly capable of giving of it. No info needed. Finally inhabited by creatures known as Pokemon. Here, I have a Pokeball. Touch the button on the middle of the Pokeball, if you please. Oink. Oh, it's a Munchlax. We humans live alongside Pokemon as friends. At times we play together, and other times we work together. Some people use their Pokemon to battle and develop closer bonds with them. What do? I conduct research so that we may learn more about Pokemon. Now, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself? Are you a boy or a girl? Do you have a vagina or a dick? I have a vagina. Alright, so you're a girl. Yay, yeah, fam. My name is Kimmy. Boink. Okay. No one's watching. I'm very upset. Oh, wait, no. Someone else is watching, actually. Your name is Kimmy? Yeah, fam. Okay, so you're Kimmy. A fine name, that is. Now, this boy here, I believe he's your friend. What might his name be? Name. I'm Kamwambu, after my boyfriend. Hi. I look a lot like Don. Alright, Kimmy, the time has come. Your very own tale of grand adventure is about to unfold. On your journey, you will meet countless Pokemon and people. I'm sure along the way you'll discover many things, perhaps even something about yourself. Now go on, leap into the world of Pokemon. Is it lagging? It's lagging a bit for you guys, but you know. Whatever. Oh, intense music. Despite the exploration team's best efforts, however, the rare, oddly colored Pokemon eluded detection. The rumored red Gyarados failed to appear, even fleetingly, to the crestfallen team. That concludes our special report, Search for the Red Gyarados, brought to you by Jubilife TV on Nationwide Net. See you next week, same time, same channel. X button opens the menu. I know this. Oh, it's Miam. Hi, Miam. Kimmy. Wambu came calling for you a little while ago. I don't know what it was about. He said it was an emergency. Alright. I look really fat. It's funny. Oh, yes, Kimmy. Don't go into the grass. Round Pokemon might attack you. It'd be okay if you had your own Pokemon, but you don't, so. Wow. Throwing shade at me, Mom. I get it. I get it, Mom. Not special enough. Why are we so slow? Hey, Kimmy, Wambu was looking for you. I think he told me that. Let me check it out. You didn't have to push me. Jesus. Rude. Hey, where? I'm assuming it's over here, right? Eh? All right. No, that's my house. Okay. Jesus Christ. Hi, Josh. Thud. What was that about? Oh, hey, Kimmy. Hey, I'm going to the lake. You should come too, and be quick about it. Okay, Kimmy? I'm fining you 1 million if you're late. Wow, okay. Why is it so loud? I literally have this on one. Hold on. I have to turn down like my whole computer volume. There we Oh, jeez, forgot something. All right, well, you're gonna be late now, and I'm gonna fine you fucking a million. Where's this lake? I'm not supposed to go up there, so is it down here? I make airplane noise for some reason. Well, I guess I am gonna go past. I'm not gonna listen to my meum because I'm a rebel. What? What? I can I did. Game. Well, this is it. This is where the Nuzlocke ends because I can't figure out how to get out of my fucking town. I function for 5 seconds. Here we go. I better take my bag and journal too. Oh, hey, Kimmy. We're going to the lake. I'll be waiting on the road. It's a $10 million fine if you're late. Okay, ma'am. You do you. You're the one who's gonna be late. My hat, like, looks like. I don't. I wanna say it looks like. I can't place it, but. Look how much I waddled. Jesus Christ. Hey, you saw the news report that was on TV, right? You know, search for the red Gyarados, the mysterious appearance of the furious Pokemon in the lake. That show got me thinking. I bet our local lake has a Pokemon like that in it too. So that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna find a Pokemon like that. Okay. Let's go. Why are you so close to your little your nose is literally in my hair. Like I'm literally bitch slapping you with my All right, to the lake. Let's find us a red Gyarados. Okay. What's going on? Professor, there's no. Wait. Okay. Professor, there's nothing out of the ordinary on the other side either. I may have been mistaken. Something appears to be different than it was before, but fine. It's enough that we've seen the lake. Lucas, we're leaving. Professor, you've been gone for 4 years now. How are you enjoying being back in Sinnoh? Huh. There's one thing I could say. There are many rare kinds of Pokemon in Sinnoh. The region should serve us very well in regard to our studies. Are you plotting? Excuse me, let us pass. Please! Yo, he's really sassy. That's my headcanon. Sorry, folks. I have a headcanon now that Professor Birch takes no shit. Who is that about? Those two. I forgot to use voice shit. Huh? Kimmy, let's go check this out. Oh, it's my starter. What's that? Don't go into the tall grass? No problem, no problem. We won't be in there long enough for wild Pokemon to come out. Says every fucking person ever. It's a briefcase? Those people got it here. What are we supposed to do with it? We could try and deliver it, but who are they? I heard them say Professor. Ah, shit, man. The birds. What's going on? Oh, geez. Okay. Oh, it's Tam. It's Tam. Look, these are Pokeballs. Let's battle using these. Which one do you want, then? Drowsy? Glaceon. Ooh. Slack it. I want the fucking Glaceon. Give it to me. Whoa, a wild Starly came charging. Go, Glaceon! Alright, let's go. Tackle. Bam! Go! Whip the Starly's ass. Ouchie.
Oh, wait, I did like one hit point. Hold on. I'm so tired. I'm dying. Don't worry, my life is a shambles. Ready. Yes, Glaceon.
Oh, this isn't good shit. Fwah! Your Pokemon totally rocked, but mine was way tougher than yours. They were other people's. Hang on, what is English? They were other people's Pokemon, though. But we had to use them. They won't mind, will they?
Oh shit.
Whoa, you have the roofing new life for Glide here.
Huh? What? Did you guys use these Pokemon? Oh man, how am I gonna explain this to the professor? This briefcase is the professor, so I'll take it, okay?
You seem to be walking very casually for someone who's upset.
What was that about?
I don't know what's going on, Kimi. Let's get out of here. My Pokemon got hurt from that battle. If we get attacked by another Pokemon, we might be in trouble.
I don't know the Beastie Boys.
You go ahead. I know we have to return these Pokemon. They're not ours, but I want to spend just a little more time with this little guy.
Okay. I was spending a little more time. Like, we're both walking. You're just, like, 2 steps behind me.
Hey, it's those people. Is that old guy staring at us?
I heard from Lucas that you used our Pokemon. Let me see them, please.
Glaceon and Turtwig.
I see. That's how it is.
Lucas, I'm going back to my lab.
Oh, yeah, of course, Professor, wait for me. You should visit us at our lab later, I think. We'll be seeing you.
What was that craziness about? I mean, if he was angry, he could have just yelled at us or whatever. And he didn't want their Pokemon back. Kimmy, we should go home too.
Okay. Oh, okay. Ma'am, pay attention to me, ma'am.
What's up, dear? Wow, I can't believe that happened to you. Am I ever glad that both of you and Wambi were unharmed?
Why, she's super Canadian, I don't know.
The professor you mentioned is most likely Professor Rowan of Sand Jam Town. I heard that he's well known for his studies in Pikmin. I hear he's also quite intimidating. Kimmy, I think you need to visit him in Sand Jam Town. You need to properly explain why you had no choice to use his Pokemon. Don't worry, I'm sure he will understand.
Oh, I know. Kimmy, put these on. Can you see? Ah, yes. I can run.
Go to Sand Jam Town. It's like an adventure in itself, right? With these running shoes on, you can get faraway places much faster. Okay, let me read the instructions.
Okay. Don't care. I don't care.
Well, isn't that just nifty?
Oh my god, that's the best.
Let's run.
Alright, so the Nuzlocke can't start yet because we don't have Pokeballs, so any encounter that we find on here, like, doesn't count.
The fuck is this?
Child. Poor K.
Jesus Christ! He critted me!
Oh no, we ain't do shit. Hold on, we run it. No! Okay, it doesn't count if we faint here because we have no other Pokemon. So... So, if we faint here, then maybe it'll get us right through the city. Oh, no. Okay.
We almost fainted.
Alright, if we just walk. No! We're so close. Alright, at least this thing can't do much to us. Dying. Don't mind me. There we go. Oh, I didn't even look at my Glacian over here. I bring up S. Pokemon. Can I summary? Sassy nature. Likes bitter food. Snowcloak. Raises evasion. Ugh. Shitty. Okay. I much prefer an Umbreon over a Glaceon, but you know. What do you get? Lucas!
Hi, Lucas!
Hi, I've been waiting for you. Please, come with me. The professor's waiting to see you. See? This is our Pokemon Research Lab. We'll just go ahead and...
Bud, again. Damn it.
What the? Oh, it's you, Kimmy. The old guy. Oh, I skipped. Oh, it doesn't matter, Kimmy. I'm out of here. See you later. What was that? Your friend always seems to be at such a rush. Anyway, let's go in. Finally, you've come, Kimmy, was it? Let me see your Pokemon again. Well, well, you've made your Pokemon evolve already?
It's hilarious.
I'll give that Glaceon to you as a gift. Now that's yours, would you like to give it a nickname?
Yes. It's a guy, so I'm call him Callum. Callum. Because I feel like that's a good name for Glaceon for some reason. Callum. There you go.
Okay, I see. And you're happy with that nickname?
Yes.
Your friend Wombo told me what happened to the lake. I heard you battled very well despite being your first time. And from what I can see, there's a growing bond between you and that Pokemon. Though it is still young. That's why I would like to entrust you with Glaceon! Boy, am I glad you're kind towards Pokemon. If you weren't, well, I didn't even want to think about it. Let's move on to the main topic. There's something I want you to do for me. My name is Rowan. I study Pokemon. First of all, I want to know exactly what kind of Pokemon live in the Sinnoh region. If so, it is necessary to collect data using the Pokédex. This is what I wish to ask of you. I want to entrust you with this Pokédex. Will you use it to record data and have Pokemon in Sinnoh for me?
Yes.
Boom! Good answer. Kimmy, obtain the Pokédex.
Hey.
That Pokédex is a very high-tech device. It will automatically record data on every kind of Pokemon you encounter. Kimmy, I ask that you go everywhere and meet every kind of Pokemon in this region. I built the same kind of Pokédex as you! When you walked up Route 201 with your Pokemon, what did you feel? I've lived for 60 long years. Even now, I get a thrill when I'm with a Pokemon. Now you should know that there are countless Pokemon in this world. That means there are just as many thrills waiting for you. Now go! Kimmy, your grand adventure begins right now. The professor asked me to help, so I'm going out to fill the Pokédex pages too. That makes his comrades working towards the same goal. I'll teach you stuff later, okay?
No, I thought he was like a one-shot character. I have to do this stupid voice for like the whole game.
Hey, Kimmy, I want to show you a few things, so follow me.
No, I want to... Okay. Oh, I accidentally opened my file explorer. Good job.
This building with the red roof is the Pokemon Center. You can get your Pokemon healed if it's been hurt in battle. You'll find your Pokemon Center in most towns. Over here, the building with the blue roof is Pokemon. It's a shop where you can buy and sell some items. Kimmy, since you're a rookie trainer, you won't be able to buy very much stuff. Don't worry about it, okay?
You still like the store being in the Poke thing again.
Oh yeah, right, Kimmy. You should let your family know you're helping Professor Rowan put together his Pokedex. Sometimes you have to go far away, so you let someone know. Oh, but first, go heal up your Pokemon Center. You'll be safe then, okay? Be seeing you.
Bye. Bye, Felicia. Hello, welcome to this. I don't have to read that. Yes. Heal my fucking Glaceon. Okay. So can we go buy Pokeballs? For the day. Oh, we can. Oh no, not 15. Let's start with 10. All right, and now we're broke. No, cancel. Okay, we leave it. We're gonna go catch an encounter. Okay. So it's got. It is. Huh. A Houndour. That's nice. I have a fire and ice type right away. That's kind of nice, actually. Tackle. I don't think a tackle would kill it. Callum, don't kill the Houndour. Okay, good job, Callum. Ooh, he knows Ember. Okay, we're good. That's cool that she knows Ember already. Let's try Premier Ball. Oh, so close. Alright, I don't think a tackle would kill it. Oh, it missed, anyway. It's fine. Tackle it. Don't kill it, Callum. Callum. Okay, we good. Chillin'.
We chillin'.
We got it! Woo! Yes. And we're gonna call her, call her Reaper after Edgelord in Overwatch, because it kind of reminds me of an Edgelord. Reaper. There we go. Now let's take a look at Reaper. Ooh. Hardy nature, good endurance, happily eats anything. Pokemon awakens quickly from sleep. That's cool. Hold on. Let's switch these two. Not just yet. I have to go back and heal. And we'll switch them. So used to having the XP share, like, go through, like, all the Pokemon. And it's like, it's weird playing these older games. It's weird. A lot more harder. Okay, let's go switch Callum and Reaper. So Reaper can get a little experience here. Oh, I didn't even have to go through the grass. I didn't even have to experience Reaper, but you know what? I like Reaper. I don't even have to go through the grass here. Look at that. Like, save me the trouble. Ma'am, I'm leaving you, just like Dad. Hey, squad. I walked all the way back. Wow, Professor Rowan asked you to do some. Alright, my head hurts too much to read all this shit. So, I think I'm getting sick. Yo, our mom is so cool in this game. In Pokemon X, like, your mom has something weird around her ass. Like, it's like a jacket or like a hoodie or something. Bye. Okay. Peace out, Girl Scouts. Yeah. I'm like actually dying. Oh, Pokemon. Oh, that's ironic. Alright, come on, Reaper, let's melt this thing. Oh shit, it used Helping Hand. Whatever shall I do? Burn it. Burn it to a crisp. Come on. Burn it to a crisp, Reaper! Come on. You got it, Reaper. You got it. Yes! Yes, squad. Oh! There she goes! Level 3. Oh, damn! What? Why did my Glaceon level up this fast? Reaper learned how. That's cool. Okay, so now we go here. Oh, it's a new route. Oh, I think we battle Lucas. Wow, look, a Bidoof. Oh, Jesus. Tombstone's cry is like pain inducing. Alright, squad, I was originally gonna like stream my Nuzlocke adventure, but I'm really not feeling good, so I think I'm going to end it here. Thank you for watching.